then thirdly, we're going to deal with the critical infrastructure protection bill, those outstanding matters. So members, we need your support so that we can move quite efficiently and maybe before tea finish with the first item, and after tea then deal with the legislative matters. Honourable members, just to indicate that we have distributed these documents already last week, so we will go page per page. We won't, like previous years, go to the discussion as well as the recommendation separately. We will go page per page and then move forward. Welcome also to the Civilian Secretariat, also welcome to the Department of Police and Civil Society and all other related interested parties. So, honourable members, we will go now to the report of the police, draft report, vote number 23, dated 25 April 2018. It's a 50-page document that was circulated. And members, we will go to page 1 in terms of any changes, amendments or rectifications. Page 1. And as well, the staff is also very much welcome if there's anything that they pick up. And the researchers, please, if there's anything, please indicate that we can then amend it accordingly. Right, is page 1, is page 1 fine?
Fine.
Can we move to page 2? Nicolette, also, if there's anything that you could please... Is page 2 fine?
Yes, sir.
Can we move to page 3? Yes, what about you?
I don't know if I might, I don't know. How do I wait to be? Legislation paragraph. Oh, it says amendment bill is not on the board of.
Page, what is that?
Page 3.
Yes.
Is not on the horizon. This is necessary to say it's not on the horizon.
What paragraph is that?
The first paragraph, legislation.
Are you the SEPs one?
Where am I? Am I lost?
SEPs.
Yeah, I'm lost. SEPs.
Let me see.
I'm referring to a wrong one.
Okay. Yes, members, we were busy with the first report, SEPs. We're on page 3. Yeah, it's a 50-page document. Is page 3 fine? Colleagues, can we move to page 4? Thank you. Page 4, 2.2, last two sentence. SEP should just be in capital. Page Colleagues, is there anything on page 4?
Nothing.
Everybody happy? Right, can we move to page 5? Yes, Honourable Malabachi.
On the 2.3.
Yes.
IFS kept on mentioning the targets, and I don't see it appearing where they were saying actually they should be used internally. They think the targets should be used internally. And Gareth went on to explain why he says so. I can't exactly say what he said, but he was very strong on the targets.
Yeah, it's the last paragraph on the page 5. The ISIS indicated that the reduction targets for serious crime, contact crime, and crimes against women and children targets are bad factors that will undermine policy. So it is the. Thank you very much, Irvin. Colleagues, anything else on page 5?
No.
Can we move to page 6? Colleagues, anything on page 6?
Uh-uh.
Anything?
Nothing.
Can we move to 7? Yes, Honourable. Yes, Honourable. Marke. Thank you, Mr. Marke. Yes.
I think it should read that the ISIS noted that the detection rates could be improved if there was a focus on assault GBH as there is an association between assault and murder. That's basically the point that he was making. He was saying there was an association between assault and murder, and that the focus should be the detection rates for assault GBH. So maybe we should read, the ISIS noted that the detection rates could be improved if there was a focus on assault GBH. As is improved comes out, as there is an association between assault and murder.
Will that suffice, Honourable Marke? So we take that. Yeah, welcome to the members who joined us. Just maybe to indicate, we're going through the 4 budget reports. We go page per page because the members already had it on Friday, so we're not focusing exclusively like previous times on the recommendations and discussions. Our time is limited because we've got also 2 other items after tea. The one is approving the IFAD amendment bill draft from the legal advisors, and then also dealing with the critical infrastructure bill. There's still I think 3 issues that we must still deal with as a committee until one. Right, colleagues, let's go to page 7.
Okay.
Yes.
The second paragraph, where it says implement CCTV cameras at community service centers. It cannot be said community service centers, it must be at police stations, because even the criminals will know the cameras are only the CSC and they can attack from another angle.
Okay, thank you.
So, person, the very first content.
Yes, Honorable Marking.
The content advisor reminded the committee of the context in which policing has occurred.
Yes, Honorable Marking.
I don't seem to understand how policing occurs.
Maybe we can use in which policing has taken place. Unless we just leave that, Honorable Chair, and say content advisor reminded the committee of the context of policing during the last financial year. That's all.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Thank you for that. Anything else on page 7, colleagues? Can we move to 8?
Sorry, Chair.
Constitution.
Now the properties, the debate around the land is properties. It's property, I think it is, Chair.
Property,
yeah.
Okay, anything else on 8? Then we can go to 9. Anything else on 9? Can we move to 10? Chain looks fine to me. Anybody? Can we go to 11?
Thank you.
you very much for that. How long? Really? Anything else on 11?
No.
Right, let's go to 12. Yes,
on the police killings, did the committee only express itself on the killings of police in the line of duty only? What about the ones who are not on duty?
Yeah, the previous year we did it, but I don't know if members can remember in our discussions whether we discussed the off-duty ones. Evan?
Ms. Colibon raised the issue of suicides, of police suicides. But in respect of killing of police officers, it refers to a different action.
Yeah. So we can keep 3-5 to you.
On and off.
In the line.
Oh.
So you're going to make an amendment there?
I'll put in brackets on and off duty.
Okay, great. Anything else on 12?
Oh.
Can we go to 13? Maybe just a space there between management and
on page are we on?
13.
The very first sentence. The committee has had. Should we read the committee head?
Thank you, Omar Maki. Yes.
We should put this some of the ICT systems, no? Some of them. It wasn't all.
Yeah, but I mean in terms of the contract or...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, in terms of the contract you can do.
Colleagues, anything else on 13? Can we go to 14? Yes, Honourable Mark.
Second last paragraph. To restore the community's trust in the police. But when we get to the next sentence, it's whether community trusts in the police. Shouldn't it be community trust?
Community
trust, or if that is correct, it must apply to both.
Should the apostrophe stay, yes or no?
I think in the first sentence, in terms of the context, the apostrophe must stay,
yeah.
But in the second one, it's different. And there ought not to be any apostrophe there.
Agreement? Can we go to 14? Thank you.
Chair.
Yes, Honourable Mulabati.
The second paragraph. We are on 14, isn't it?
Yes, 14, yes.
The National Commissioner launched a new turnaround. It's not his.
Yes, okay. That's correct.
Thank you, Honourable Mulabati. So we make that amendment. Anything else on 14?
Yes, Chair. Under 3.7,
yes.
Recommendation B, I think it just needs a bit of streamlining. It talks about finalizing the new generation NIALAS for the police and the public order events with the allocation on public order. It's a bit chewy. I think maybe to set up along the lines of, should focus on finalizing the procurements of the new generation and the others for public order policing.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good suggestion. Thank you. You got that, Evan?
Question. Should we not then say recommended as it was in the previous one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. We can change it all, Chair, but if you... The heading is recommendations 3.7. So these were recommendations.
Of last year.
We should leave it as it is because of the budget recommendations heading at the top. Because all of it, 3.7, are recommendations.
Yeah, of last year.
It's last year's recommendations. Or
yeah, but it was like
in the past. Then, yeah. So, okay, we'll do that all. Commended.
Right, colleagues, anything else on 14? Can we go to 15? Yes, Honourable Malabati.
On what is a cybercrime centre?
Honourable Malabati, if I may, Chair.
Yes, you're welcome.
The National Cybercrime Centre is going to be established in terms of the provisions of the cybercrime policy that's being developed, and it's being run by the State Security Agency. So it will be housed there. And it will look at all cybercrime patterns and changes within the cybercrime environment.
Right, colleagues, 15. Can we go to 16?
Grammar issue where it should be steps being searched, the targets which were removed.
Thank you very much. There, at the top of the page, which were removed from the 2017. Thank you. Colleagues, can we go to 16?
A question, sorry, thank you, but 16K. The committee will comment that the disciplinary process, the suspended traditional commission of crime and citizens refinance.
Yeah, with relation, yeah, what?
Of the suspended. Divisional Commissioner, if I'm left. Okay.
Thank you, Umba Marke. Right, let's go to 16 again. After our visit to England,
perhaps maybe we should just qualify that to maybe other international jurisdictions or overseas, so that it's clear.
Chapter 7, yes. The Crime Intelligence Division be undertaken and a program.
provided.
What one is that?
S.
Thank you, Mama. Okay, thank you, Mama. Mbele. What is that? 16. Let's go to 17.
And the poetry on 16B is national keep on.
Where is that?
National keep on.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Nicolette. We move to 17. Anything on 17? Can we get to 18? I just want to know that the abbreviation we're using now, therefore CSP. It's now CSPS. Are we using that right through or what?
Where is this, Chief?
They're on page 18, that block there. Is CSPS.
Yeah, no. Bacteria started to include the S at the end because the S is familiar with bacteria for police service.
Okay, so that's a new one. Okay, so that's the new one. Okay, so we must just ensure that we use it then in all our documents the same. Thank you. Colleagues, anything on 18? Can we go to 19? Anything on 19? Can we go? We go to 20? Looks good. Can we move? 21. Yes, Nicolette.
In 414.
Yes.
After 2018.
We remove deleted. Thank you for that. 414, the second line. Thank you. Colleagues, is 21 fine? We move to 22. There is the CSP, so it must be the CSPS, yeah. At the top of 22, then, in the S. Is that fine? Can we move to 23? 23 fine. We go to 24. Fine. Then we move to 25. Should there be a full stop in the middle of the in the middle of the page, the after 85% of ICT governance deliverables achieved.
Just change.
Maybe and after maintained in the previous
and
sentence.
That's correct.
Colleagues, anything else on 25? You fine? Can we move to 26?
No, before we 25.
Yes, Honourable Watson.
The last sentence. And the facility. Why do we have capital letter F?
Evan?
It's a budget line item.
Thank you very much, Honourable Mulabatsi. Thank you, Evan. We are on 26. Honourable Market?
Just to understand number 4, the middle of the place. Policing incident of a security nature which are not deemed to be normal crime. It's in brackets and what would be what are we referring to by normal crime? As against what?
Okay, I'm not sure if this could refer to incidents of remember the debate we had last year on policeable incidents, sex crime, for example. It was an issue that was raised here. What policing work does the police do in order to improve the detection rate for sex crimes? So I think this could refer to this because I've taken this. This is taken out of the APP as it is, security incidents that are not normal crime. Crimes that can be committed between persons, and sometimes it's consensual, sometimes it's not consensual. So sex work could refer to that.
Right, colleagues, that's 26. Can we go to 27? Right, it's 27, fine. Then we go to 28. Is that fine? Can we move to 29? Fine. Anything else on 29? Can we move to 30? Fine. Can we go to 31? Is 21 fine? Oh, 31, sorry. 31. Let's go to 32. Okay, there's one change on 32. The top there of the column, objective statement performance indicator, it should be 2018 and 19, not 17 and 18. Anything else on 32? Let's go to 33. Correct, we indicated that we want a vote.
Yeah, so it should be sent.
So I think, yeah. Yeah, yeah, so yeah, Treasury's...
As a vote,
yeah. Treasury didn't really answer the question.
Yeah.
So, Chief, just to respond on what Mbele, yes, maybe we should then change the first sentence to say that making the DPC as a separate vote, not as a standalone program.
Thank you very much for that, Mbele. Right, colleagues, anything else on page 33? Maybe just that budget vote, should that be capital? Middle 44,
yes,
the Secret
Chief.
Service account is not part of budget vote.
Yes, Chief.
23. Right, anything else on 33? Let's go to 34. Maybe, yeah, 34, is that fine? 35, as you see at the top there, must just a full stop after early warning reports. And also NICOC in the second one. And there was also physical security assessments, also a full stop. Colleagues, anything else on 35? Right, let's move to 36. Please, Honourable Mulabatsi.
The heading there, 42.5 to be moved to page 37.
Yeah.
James, sorry, just a question. Should we fire the permanent leader or maybe permanent head?
Yeah.
But leader is fine.
Can look at it,
Head, yeah. Yeah, we dealt yesterday with leaders. Did I say? Head. Right. Colleagues, anything else on 36? Thank you, Nicolette. 37?
Just remove that word.
Yeah, there must, in the column, table 16 on page 37. Growth should be bold, yeah. Growth should be bold. Thank you. Table 16. Honorable marking. You've covered.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Thank you. Because I don't have my glasses on, so I'm looking at the text, you know, so if I see something raised, I think you want to propose something. I just want to know the use of that local and foreign dignitaries and the places and after the column, the presidency and the deputy presidency, rather than using the formal and.
I will use the formal and, Chair.
That. On the marker.
Then we need some capital letters there. President, deputy president.
Yes, we will do so.
Thank you. And also in the first sentence then maybe under the column. Under column,
gotcha.
16. Colleagues, anything else on 37? Can we move to 38? Sorry, he's on will go to Bonner. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's important. That's 37, we go to yeah.
When you run at the end where you have this travel and subsistence costs, I think travel's got a capital, but
yeah.
Should that be small or less big?
We can leave it as capital. Subsistence.
But then subsistence must be capital.
Capital, that's
okay,
right.
Got it.
Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Colabonot. Then 38. Right, colleagues, then we on page 38, we start with the input from members. Is there anything on 38?
you have management with a capital, it seems a bit odd to me. I don't know why, because the next sentence you have says management with a lower.
Yeah, so let's keep it lowercase in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Honourable Caleb Barnard. We're still on 39. No remark.
The first paragraph, the minister indicated that the minister leadership appointments in the top echelon of subs management has been made. The first
paragraph, it's line 8 to 9, yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Line
5. 39.
The commission.
The minister only appoints commission. The national commission. And the other, well, it doesn't make much of a difference, but the impression that it gives is that all of these people were appointed by the minister.
Not necessarily on Marquee. Because remember, it says the minister indicated that the national leadership appointments has been made, but I mean. There's only two appointments that he actually, well, there's one, it's the head of the DPCI, yeah, actually.
Had been made, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only person he actually appoints. The other is the National Commission and the President do. So, but I mean, you've got a proposal?
Well, it doesn't make much of a difference. I mean, whoever the reason is, who didn't care who.
Has been made by the National Commissioner. Because the National Commissioner appoints those posts that are listed in the further down in the paragraph.
Commissioner.
Yeah, yeah.
That all those appointments fall under.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Do you include that much?
Honourable Ramatakani.
Well, I'm happy to report to say that I think
yeah.
Then it actually has an impact on the second sentence after it. I think
you've
got
another sentence after that. Then
it sort of makes that awkward.
And
yeah,
I
think
Honourable Markey, will you withdraw?
I would like to withdraw.
Thank you very much for assisting us. Thank you, members. Right. But it's important. I mean, let's raise issues if we feel it doesn't really give the necessary meaning. That's 39. Can we go to 40?
First line, I think corruption of ourselves and audit should be capital.
Thank you for that, Honourable Caleb Barnard. Yes, Honourable Malabatsi.
The killing of police officers against the last paragraph, the last sentence.
Yeah.
Community TV in all community service centers.
Police
station.
Thank you for that, Honourable Malabatsi.
Mm.
check, can I just check something with that? We're saying all police stations so that we don't allocate where it's being placed from a security perspective. Yeah.
It can also just serve as an deterrent.
As a deterrent, yeah.
Colleagues, yeah. Colleagues, anything else on page 40?
Nothing.
Chairperson,
yes.
Performance target and solving crime. That heading, what is it? What does it say?
Chief, this is the performance targets for the SAPS, and this commenced from members on police performance targets and how they solve crime. The detection rates was one of the big issues that we spoke about, that members raised. The fact that the detection rates were low, and I think there was a lot of emphasis on the detective services as well when we spoke about it, because the detectives are responsible for solving crime.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose that's why that heading is there.
So that is a target?
That's a target.
Crime.
Yeah, it is a target, but it's under detection rates.
Okay. Colleagues, anything else under 40? Can we move to 41? Now, maybe the SAPS ICT, just to raise the point of Honourable Batsi, that police station community service centres, that you must just maybe bring that in alignment with the police
station.
No, I think Honourable Molabachi raised it about it's a security issue. That was a criticism. Honourable Molabachi, please defend your opinion.
Yeah. To say if the CCTVs are located at the CICs, even the criminals will know at some point that they are only in the CIC and not in the whole police station.
Honourable Ramathakani.
Well, I don't know, but my view is that the more information is available about crime prevention, it becomes deterrent. Now, I'm not sure whether the purpose here is to have something that is unknown, which is a secretive thing, or is actually a deterrent to crime. In that case, I would not necessarily think it's a secretive thing. In any case, the environment of police station has to be secured in terms of making sure that the monitoring of what's happening at the police station happens. That too is a deterrent. But I'm not going to go to war with that.
Chairperson, I think this is a report.
Oh.
It's what was said, and Honorable Mulibat said that. And I mean, it's not for us to debate. We are writing what happened, it's stating facts here. It was said, it must be in here. But otherwise, it's debatable. I mean, you can debate it, but not in here. Simply writing what we discussed. I think that is what the report is all about. Thank you.
Are you resting or do you
want
to reply?
I'm not sure what Kubert Mike's point is, because the question I was raising, I had a right. right to raise it. So it seems to be arguing differently.
Can I clarify myself?
Yes, please.
I'm saying what is written in here is what was discussed, whether right or wrong. That's all I'm saying. So it must be included if it is to be debated, because we can't change it. Then we can debate it some other day and see the merits of it. But what is written in here is what we discussed at some stage. That's all I'm saying.
So you can't ask the question on what was discussed?
No, for clarification, but it can't change.
But who was asking to change?
Oh, no. I rest my case.
No. Okay.
I rest my case.
No, great. Are we going to move on? Thank you. Yes, Honorable Mullah.
Chairperson, what I'm saying is that Honorable Mlivatsi was the one who raised this issue
in the committee.
In the committee.
Okay. All right, thank you, colleagues. Let's go then to the other part of page 41. Cybercrime, the last paragraph, second line, the capital, the SAPS, ne? The SAPS.
Yes, Chair.
Colleagues, anything else on 41?
Nothing.
Can we go to 42?
Just one sentence.
Yes.
I was just thinking in my head whether it was serious enough to raise. I think there's a problem with the formulation of that last line on 41, because it says the committee wanted to know how prepared the SAPS was when it came to protecting data. I think that protecting data is simplistic at best and actually incorrect, because the protection of data would be the responsibility of the institution whose data it is, be it a bank or whatever. But what the SAPS must do is they must have the capacity both to trace and detect the syndicates or the individuals and hackers who do the data violation, as well as to then assist victims of cybercrime. I think just to frame what the committee wanted the SAPS to be able to do in terms of the actual mandates.
So how would we put it?
Maybe as a suggestion, how prepared the SAPS was to counter cybercrime through crime intelligence and effective investigation, as well as assist and advise victims of cybercrime.
This is mouthful. To counter cybercrime through detection?
Through crime intelligence and effective investigations. As well as assist and advise victims of cybercrime.
Right, thank you. Everybody happy? Right, let's go to 42. Yes, Honorable Mullah.
Page 42, second paragraph. Public trust in the police is not public trust in the police.
Public, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mullah. There's, I think, the issue of suicides that was raised earlier, eh?
Yeah.
In the middle of public trust in the police, it's also included there.
Chairperson, building community policy, the third sentence, the minister responded by pointing out the CPS have appeared to have lost their way. Pointed out that.
Yeah, that. Thank you very much, Honorable Martin. Thank you.
not sure if it was raised already, under that building community policing, the third line, it's missing the word no between true and what. So the committee wanted to know to know what efforts were underway.
Thank you very much. Members, anything else on 42?
Yes,
Honourable Malabatsi.
The right in the middle of the last paragraph, towards the end, kind of, where it says some of the communities have retreated.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Correct,
anything else?
Short things like
an
exit needs a space after the last heading and all that. I'm sure all of those sort of layout things are dealt with in the final
drafting
people, am I right? So we don't have to raise them.
The spaces.
Yeah, there's like a space missing after building community police.
The heading and the
all the other headings and not that one.
Yeah.
But that's all sorted when you do your final, the people who lay it out, right? So, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
What else I wanted to say here. The same paragraph, it looks like this retreating of communities is because of the training that the minister was unsure of.
Mm.
Is it the case? Was it the case?
No, Chair. I think he spoke, if I may, Chair, he spoke about the building of public trust in the police, and he was saying some community police forums. He wasn't sure. He said that in one sentence when he spoke, because I just looked at what he said. He said that the building of public trust was an issue because that preceded this. And then when he spoke about CPF, he spoke about the training, and then he raised this, that some communities are doing whatever they want to.
Yeah.
But you see, as it stands, it sounds like it's because of
training.
The training that they are retreating.
Mm. That's true. We can change that. We can make that a standalone sentence. The minister indicated that he was unsure if training was still provided to the CPS, full stop. I'm not sure if we still want to include this, because he did make this point. That some of the communities have retreated from becoming involved with the police. Or should we just take that out? Or make that a separate thing? If you can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we must keep it. It was part of it.
I want to explain why today.
Yeah, I know we'll have to keep it.
Okay.
Right, let's go to 43. Colleagues, thank you.
Can I ask when you're doing the final lab, that all the headings are looked at, because like organizational restructuring review, I would think we all have cash. But then other things don't, but others do. So anyway, find some
capital
equal thingy and use it, because at the moment some are up and some are down.
Right, thank you, Honourable Kalabana. Colleagues, we are on page 43.
Not sure of the ground. Second paragraph, second sentence. The department responded by indicating that where there have been such cases, is it not supposed to be where there has been such cases?
Okay.
Second paragraph, second sentence. The department responded by indicating that where there have been such, do you not suppose where there has been such cases?
Where there has been?
I'm not sure.
43, second paragraph from the top, third line of the second paragraph.
Where there had been.
There had been.
Such cases. They had been dealt with. You see, that's the thing.
No, okay.
Again,
no.
You know, looking through, I'm seeing lots and lots of and of course, KwaZulu and Natal, there's a space in the middle there that needs to be.
Thank you very much for that.
You see, now you're spotting them. Same thing.
Thank you, colleagues.
Yeah.
Yes, Honourable Malabatsi.
On that paragraph, there were limited cases where the complainants.
Yeah.
In that very first line, I think it should be the committee noted it was getting increasing, because the sentence would in full would read increasing numbers of complaints. So you left all that out, so it was getting increasing complaints or increasing numbers of complaints, maybe.
All right, thank you. Number of complaints, thank you. She referred to the Women's Network, but that's more like a fraternal organization within SAPS, yeah, that assists,
okay.
But I mean, it's not really purely
not
only...
No,
no.
Okay, thank you.
Can I just make a proposed change?
Yeah.
On the first line, it should then read, the committee noted that it was getting increasing numbers of complaints from female members of the police service,
mm-hmm.
noting that they were being harassed by male members, full stop, not of the police service, because we already...
Members means police, yeah.
Yeah.
Then by the detective's performance, line 4, the spelling of the former captain of Bafana Bafana, Senzu, yeah, is that correct or not?
I don't think it's correct.
That's not right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I get assistance?
May.
With an E.
M-E.
Got it.
Take the I out.
Yeah, it's, remember it's Honourable Mshlongu who raised it. He raised it as part of the debate.
I can take it up.
So we, I mean, it's what he said. It's a verbatim. Oh, I mean, members...
I don't know who his lawyer is. I don't know if it's any of our business who...
Yeah, but I mean...
I'm not sticking up
yeah,
for a
yeah.
guy,
but I don't want to bring alliance agreements under pressure, but should we keep it...
If I may, I think the point that he was making was that this is a lowly ranked police officer that can afford.
Yeah.
Afford
okay.
A,
yeah. That was the context. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't get that. Perhaps we should say members also questioned the fact that this guy had hired this. Then
yes,
then he was getting.
Colleagues, anything else on 43? Can we move? Yes.
Safety, security.
Bargaining council.
Bargaining council.
Okay. I just also on that page 43, the second sentence. The committee members wanted to know if the SAS was continuing to pay the salaries of such individuals who, or should be, had committed crime. But the guy is alleged. Yeah. I don't think he's been found guilty, so I don't think we can say he has committed a crime. We're in a line above there, we're saying alleged hitman.
So then allegedly.
Yeah.
Got that, Chi.
But I see one of them pleaded now guilty. He got 15 years, yeah. No, I know.
And the department responded they had not paid the salary.
Honourable Marcus, if you... Anything else on 43, colleagues? Can we move to 44? Yeah, usually we don't put it in. Yeah.
The National Peace Commission, or it's the normal thing.
Did we put it in there, Jay?
The committee welcomes this approach by emphasizing, not English.
Emphasizing.
It's English.
It's English, but it's incorrect English because I don't know what it's saying. But emphasized or?
By emphasizing.
Emphasizing.
Right, thank you, member. Anything else, colleagues, on 44?
Yes.
Yes, Honourable Batsi.
When we were dealing with protection and security services, we brought in the issue of the provincial commission of KZA.
I might have missed it, Honourable Batsi. Maybe you can refresh.
That's where we asked her whereabouts.
Protection accommodation.
And then we were told she's still going to court and SAPS is not paying for her fees, remember?
That's the KwaZulu-Natal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did, that was raised.
She's now gone to the Constitutional Court.
Yeah, and we were assured that SAPS is not paying.
She's not paying. No,
yes.
Legal fees.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So should we put this under the heading?
I don't know. It doesn't make
we can make it a standing,
yeah.
Standalone. Case it in.
Chair, could I take us back to the middle of crime intelligence?
Right.
The department responded. Have you got that much?
Yes,
got
yes.
That there was a handover process which would allow the divisional commissioner to assess the strengths and weaknesses of the division. Members pointed out that the areas that required, okay, so that should, I presume, mean required.
Yeah.
And urgent intervention included cronyism of the previous leadership, working with counter-intelligence, family members of former members of the intelligence on a growing cash in transit, I think, is hyphen. Robbery. Thank you. Just a bunch of.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for that. That we appreciate.
Chapter 7, Protection and Security Services. The second, the commissioner indicated that he had given an order for the protectors to move. To be moved.
From, I don't know the name of the building.
The horrible one.
To be moved, right?
To be moved.
Colleagues, anything else on 44? Much. Colleagues, anything else on 45?
Yes.
First on Belly, then on Mulbatsi.
On 45, that second line, I think that's the second ant in the same by the VIP personnel, and no accidents for the financial area.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Honourable Malabatsi?
Yeah, Chair. I think maybe there's something I'm confusing here. It's key point, one word.
I've written it as one word, but it could be two words.
I think it's two.
Two words. Got the chart.
Just check. The legislation.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Actually, also on 4.5,
yes.
I wanted to just shorten to improve the accuracy under DPCI, the second paragraph. Should we not term that as rhino horn poaching? Because that's the issue that DPCI has to address.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got that.
Colleagues, anything else on 45? Then we move to 46.
I wasn't sure of that because this is new, it was announced. I'm not sure.
Anyone know?
If it's a research center, and to call it a root cause analysis center, should have capitals, but you know, because it's
Does anyone know what it is?
Uh-uh. This was announced in the meeting, so.
Well, then maybe put it in caps and put it in inverted quotes, which means we don't really know what it is.
Chairperson, if I was to take you back.
Yes.
The committee also asked, that is directorate for the last sentence. The committee also asked the department to provide a trained person.
Yeah, that's in the middle of 45, yeah. To follow up on the cases of corruption that, yeah.
A point.
Yeah.
Or maybe
designated
a
person.
Or liaison. A liaison. Liaison, yeah, with you. No, thank you, Honourable Marker. We'll change that. Thank you. Colleagues, we go to 46. Anything else on 46?
Cost of police could that not be, I mean, that's also a
definitive.
Third bullet point up. Cost of policing or study. It's like a study, it's like the name of a study that they're doing.
Study.
Thank you. Colleagues, anything else on 46?
Chief, we must just note all of these studies and reports that
yeah. Right.
Promised.
Right, 47, colleagues, we need to move. Remember, colleagues, we've got, apart from this report, three additional reports plus two pieces of legislation. So, yeah. Right, we're on 47.
Recommend that CCTV cameras are installed at all
stations. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, thank you very much. That is now in line with the Mulabatsi
clause.
Colleagues, anything else on 47? Can we go to 48? Also in N, Civilian Secretary for Police Services, right? Yeah. In N-O.
N-O.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Anything else on 48? Can we move to 49? Next week during the quarterlies, of course, no, the quarterlies, we must, all those issues.
Yes.
Colleagues, anything else on 49? Can we go to 50?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Second sentence of the commissioner. Last sentence, 6-3.
Yeah, the next one is
right, colleagues, we're on page. We're on page 50. That sentence?
Yes.
Okay, just make sure. Right, colleagues, anything else on 50?
Nothing.
Honourable Marking?
sorry to take you back. I just want to understand on page 18 the table. Increases in expenditure for the police portfolio. And this, the source is Treasure 2018.
Yeah.
And the CIRAT. What police portfolio are we talking about? Are we talking about the portfolio committee? Or are we talking about SAPS?
Yeah, for treasury purposes, the police portfolio usually includes that all of the in that cluster, but you can go ahead.
And because in terms of money, nothing to do with CIRA. I remember asking the question.
Yeah.
How then does CIRA get in here?
Okay, that's
I just wanted to have an idea.
No, that's a valid point.
We'll check that out, Chi.
In the E&E, CIRA is reported in the staff vote as an entity in the department. So it doesn't mean that the CIRA actually gets money from the state, but it must be included in the staff vote because it reports to the Minister of Police.
This is increases in expenditure, not income.
No, maybe we can just, after police portfolio, put in brackets including entities. Including entities. So that might deal with
including
the
entities.
Thank you.
Colleagues, can we move to the adoption? Can we get a proposal for the amended version? Honorable Mulabatsi, Honorable Mula. Thank you, colleagues. Can we move then to the Civilian Secretariat? It is a 20-page document. As I indicated earlier this morning, all these documents were made available last week, so members studied it over the weekend. They know what's there in there, and they just want to give some input. So let's go to page 1. Honorable Mula? Yeah. Thank you very much. Right through the document.
Right through the document.
And also the abbreviation.
Yes.
Right through.
This is part of the budget for 23.
Yeah.
Sorry, just for all the reports, the date should be amended. Right at the top.
Yeah. It should reflect today's date.
Today's date. So it's...
The 8th of May.
Is the 9th?
9th of May.
Anything on page 1? Can we move to page 2?
Chair, on page 2, just the second last line under specific direction. To my knowledge, it also matches one word. I don't think it's hyphenated in that way.
Where are we?
This is the penultimate year, second last line. It should be one word, I think.
The second last line of page 1.
No, under the strategic direction paragraph, just that paragraph, so before declaration of interest on page 2.
The penultimate. You got it, Evan? No, it's here. On page 2,
okay.
Just above declaration of interest. Thank you, Honourable Mandela. Thank you very much. Can we move to page 3? Anything on page 3 is last year's concerns. Can we go to page 4? Yes.
Chairperson, 3, legislation, sentence number 2, was pointed out that if no bill is forthcoming from the Secretariat, that's the committee. Something
from the Secretariat, comma, that must come out, yeah. That the word that must come out,
The that, okay. Thank you, Honourable Markey. College, we're back to page 4. Can we go to page 5? Can we go to page 6? Again, the CHP is right through on page 6. Also at the bottom. Can we go to 7? Can we go to 8? Can we go to 9? Hyphen subprograms on page 9 as in the column. Can we move to 10? Yes, on the market.
Just to remind myself, subprogram office accommodation. What is it all about? Sounds funny. Can't remember.
Well, most of the departments, yes.
Office accommodation.
There has to be office accommodation. Chief, remember there was a time that the secretariat was going to move out of the
van
police from Wachter, van Erkom building, and something went wrong there with accommodation. So I'm not sure if they're still moving. I don't think it was raised in the meeting, but they did certainly raise the issue of looking for other accommodation. And while they're still coupled to the police budget, I'm not sure what the provision is there. But they're supposed to be looking for other accommodation as it stands. So that's why the program is here.
Right, colleagues, can we go to 10? Right, can we go to 11? Yes, Nicolette?
Right at the bottom of 10, if you look at the column to the right, it's 2018-7-19.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Performance indicated that one. Thank you for that. So we go to 11.
Intersector.
Is that? Yeah, there's the content advisor indicated on page 11 under 422, third sentence, the overall budget allocation of the intersectorial. So the word was just one word, intersectorial.
And so is intergovernmental, the hyphen.
Okay, hyphen intergovernmental, the fifth line under 422. Colleagues, can we move to 12?
The last
yes, Honourable Marquet.
The last sentence under 422, sub-program.
Hyphen.
I've got that check.
Right, let's go to 12. Thank you, Honourable Marquet.
Yes.
Yes, on the Molabati.
In the column.
this
table six.
Yeah.
Yep.
When are they called forums and when are they called fora?
Foras will be plural.
Mm.
And forums could be is a defined number of community police forums or community safety forums. If you're talking about two distinct community police forums, you can use the plural and say fora as well. So you can use both interchangeably.
Okay.
Thank you. On the table six, justice source. That is incorrect. That must be 1819, I presume.
Which?
The source.
Oh yeah, 1819. Sorry.
Can't be the previous year, right?
Yeah.
Colleagues, let's move to 13 if there's nothing else on 12. Everything fine there?
Yeah.
Let's move to 14. Fine. Yeah. Move to 15. I just want to know the apostrophe there, a second column, source 2018, number of monitoring reports on police stations implementation. Is that correct? On police stations implementation of the school safety protocol.
Number of monitoring reports on police stations implementation,
yeah,
of
Noche. Okay. Alright, so we must just delete that. Thank you. I think again the CSPS right through. Paragraphs 5-1. Anything else on 15, colleagues? Can we move to 16? At the bottom of page 16, second line from the bottom, between the national and provincial secretaries. National should be capital, I presume.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Colleagues, anything else on page 16, apart from the Q7? Nothing. The Q3. Page 16, going, gone. We're on page 17. Colleagues, anything else on page 17? Anything on 17? Anything? Can we move to 18? Honorable Markey?
Indicators for CSS. Last sentence.
Yes.
The community police forums are also wanting money.
Yeah, I agree.
We should just.
Remuneration also wanted, also required. The word required.
Yeah.
Is the word wanted? Is that
required?
Wanting.
Yeah. You want something.
Also required, chief. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not required. They are asking for money for a job that is not remunerated. So.
Also want. They want money.
Requesting.
Honourable Robert Lekani. You want to offer something in the place of wanting?
The money.
Expectation. There is expectation amongst maybe the word expectation.
Well, why is there an expectation? It's made completely clear in the setting up of a CPF that it's unpaid position. Mm-hmm. It's like saying to reservists are waiting for talent. They're not going to get them. They're volunteers. Maybe it's because the word volunteer is not vastly understood in this country, but the reservists are volunteers. They don't get money. They can't expect money.
All right, we must move forward, colleagues. Maybe to say, in addition, the community police forum, the members of the community police forums are also requesting
paper.
Is that fine? Requesting. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
17.
We still on 17? Yeah, MPs must assist with the CPS transport. We included that. In your absence. Sorry, Honourable Mullah. Another burden. Colleagues, anything else on 17? Can we go to 18? Okay, at the top of 18, school safety protocol must be capitalized. Thank you. Yes, Honourable Bailey.
I'm not sure, Chief, if it has been moved back to SAPS. Can you just check? You think it's back with SAPS? So yeah. Maybe you...
Yeah, I think it's back because of their budget couldn't... Yeah, so we must just make sure that it's actually correct. So maybe for purpose of the report, maybe not to name them. I mean, just to say that those
structures
that they oversee.
Okay, Chief.
Well, I think the examples are useful.
Okay.
When I started reading that sentence, I wasn't quite sure what legislative structures referred to until I saw the examples. So maybe just to be safe, to omit
the firearms abuse,
the uncertainty. But DNA board and the DPC I judge then helps to clarify what we mean by that term.
Yeah, great, thank you. Thank you for that, colleagues. We are on
page.
Yes.
Why do we have 2019/20? Is it
for the budget? It's for budget planning purposes for the following financial year.
Oh.
They must ensure that it's enough, you know, because they remember the process starts now in June for the next financial year.
Oh, okay.
So it's for the planning. Colleagues, can we move to 19?
Chapter 7B.
Yes.
The Secretariat reviews its advertising costs and lower them.
Yeah.
Chair, can I propose? The committee recommends that the Secretariat reviews and reduces its advertising costs, full stop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's go to 19. Yes.
Still see the committee.
Capital.
I think it was
capital.
That's correct.
Thank you, Honorable Marke. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go to 19.
Aye.
Yes, aye. Anything else on page
19? The committee recommends that the CFP should provide the committee with an updated legislative schedule and to the legislative schedule. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, maybe to delete adhere to the legislative
schedule
submitted, and just say the committee recommends that the CSP should provide the committee with an updated legislative schedule submitted to the Office of the Leader of Government Business.
Comma of the National Assembly.
Yeah.
And then it goes, taking account of the entire process, including possible delays, into account.
No, I think let's scrap that. Let's scrap that from taking to... Yeah. Taking to into account, yeah.
That is after a long delay.
2 o'clock in the morning, let's go to bed.
Right, colleagues, anything else on 19?
Accountability isn't to the secretary of police and the secretariat, it's to the minister, the DNA board, in terms of the legislation.
No, I understand, but it's not for us. We are not going to instruct
minister.
The executive authorities. It's for the secretariat to make sure that the executive authority does that. Not us telling the minister.
I'm not sure if I'm understanding Honorable Marcus' point correctly, because I mean, if it's a recommendation, it's a recommendation, and the committee has made recommendations to the minister before. So I mean, if it's a question of whether the minister is the correct person to receive the recommendation on this matter, I'm not sure if that's what he means. But the the mere point of a recommendation to the minister has been done before in instances where it's the minister's role, such as, for example, facilitating the issue around IPUT back when they were dealing with the underfunding and so on.
If that is the case, then I'm fine.
Okay.
Because I thought we were actually saying that the Secretariat must make sure that all entities under it, as in what is said in page 16. I thought we were actually saying that the Secretariat must seek to finish.
Yeah. I think both institutions, because the dilemma is, in the end of the day, the executive authority must also ensure that the institutions falling under him, they must stay in time, I mean, in terms of the PFMA. Otherwise, the minister is late in terms of the prescript, so it's important that we maybe keep it like that. Okay. Anything else on 9? Yes. Yes.
N, the committee recommends the secretariat develop with an S. And O, committee recommends what, especially of the junior staff members.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much. Colleagues, can we go to page 20?
Sorry, and Q.
Yes.
Committee recommends the secretariat prioritize the development of indication.
Thank you very much. Can we go to 20? Yeah, remember in both of the, even the SAPS documents, we in the announcements of the new people, we name them, but not right through the document. Otherwise, you're going to repeat general bits and minister.
So it's like a one-off.
Yeah, one-off, yeah. Anything else on page 20? Right. Then, anything else on 20? Do we have a quorum on the floor? I just want to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Right. No, only those who are on the meeting. Right. No, can we maybe get in a proposal on the Mullah Sip on Mabija? Thank you very much. Honourable members, we will take a 10-minute tea break. Thank you. 10-minute tea break.
Thank you.
The
recommendations.
But you know what? A lot of those are sounding familiar. Like
yeah.
we recommended last time, and they simply ignored us.
They ignored us. That's why we've kept it in.
But hang on. If they've ignored us, what powers do we have? Is it zero? Should we be writing to the minister saying hello?
We can refuse to adopt the budget.
We can't just every year say the same stuff for the secretary.
It's not all the same, but I think you have to. We've got a list.
Yes.
We've got the recommendations. What they've implemented and what they haven't implemented.
And the stuff that they've ignored, and sometimes for 3 years
comes
in
back.
A row, they just ignore your recommendations. So what do we do?
It's the biggest structural defect about Parliament.
Yes.
Is that the recommendations are not binding. There's no clear recourse.
See, we say we recommend. You know what SAPS does as recommendations? They chuck them out the window. It's the same with the recommendations of the IPED. They go, well, that was fun. Thanks for the meeting, and they go home.
Because
the most we can do, which I know we did last year, is you call the SAPs into an accountability or a report back meeting where they have to say, for every commission recommendation, have they done it,
and
how far have they gone, and
the
if not, why?
When I came back to this committee, they were still doing the same stuff and being demanded that they deliver the same bills, the same this, the same
thing.
Don't know. What are they doing?
So and you'll notice we've got one of the committees that's got the most recommendations. If you look at other committees,
we are the only committee that does anything differently.
I've had experience with other committees.
Let me give you the husband
number. Well, at this time, you missed
the husband's number also. 076 Martin Ponder.
Oh, fantastic.
115.
Let me just see.
6679.
No, I meant this.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you.
From
what are all the things our.
Oh, yeah. Oh, from the report. Are we going to adopt the report?
Yes.
That report. No, we must adopt it. Your first draft.
Okay.
Excellent. You can do it.
Right, okay. No, I'm sure I have to go to Singapore. Hello. Who's here? Oh, so the one who needs to buy a study for number 30. No, yeah. I think probably don't know what I'm saying. Come to you. So, ara ai kono ba quartiera bella.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Maybe get down with phone and a little.
Okay.
Sira must maybe stand over. Yeah. Can stand over. No, we don't have to approve it before Tuesday. It's not part of the budget, but
it's part of the budget.
No, I doubt it, but no, I mean it's not part of the, not they don't get any government money. I mean, remember this levy, so it's from outside.
Yeah, let's
Friday potentially falls away, then we can deal with it in the last week of June.
It's true.
That is a grammatical and that is what about now.
Right, thank you very much, honorable members. We're going to continue with our reports. The next report is the one of IPIPS.
I just want to check, for purposes of
next week, we don't have to adopt the SIRA report today. I mean, it can stand over. So we can maybe deal with it in the at another opportunity, because we want to move those other items. So colleagues, the IPIT report is a 17 page report. Let's go to page 1.
The date must change.
The date must change?
9th of May.
9th of May. 2018. Anything on page 1? Can we move to page 2? Can we move to page 3?
Focus on.
We can put the schedule there, Chief, in terms of the Criminal Procedure Act.
Yes. Right, we're on page 3. I see under 1-2 that IFED briefed us on the 2016-17 budget.
On page 2.
That can't be.
No, Chair, 17.
It must be 18-19.
18-19, sorry.
It's 2 years ago. 3 years ago that we received that one.
Chair.
Yes, Honourable Mulabatsi.
I think I'm lost now.
Page 3, under anything else, it's changed to 17.
Yeah, on 1.1, recommendations budget as presented.
John, look at the bonnet, it must be 1819. It's not, remember, this year is 1819. This financial year.
1.4.
Where are you, Honorable Mulabatsi?
On 3.
On page 3, yes?
Yeah. Where Marikana, Marikana incident. Can't we say Marikana tragedy?
Yeah, tragedy.
Because it's more than an incident.
We'll do that, Chief.
It's tragedy again. It's a descriptive word. This is just a cold report of the situation. Of course it was a tragedy, but it's not. Then we have to review every race, the terrible, awful, dreadful race situation and the tortures to death on the... Once you start getting into descriptive stuff, I think it diminishes the impact of the report, frankly.
Thank you, Honourable Rappalakane.
Because this is an outcome of the Parliament Commission, and this is now the matter of the Scene 2, shouldn't we just link that with the Parliament Commission inquiry?
You see, colleagues, this is again historic information. We already adopted this, so we can't really change it. This is the wording that we adopted last year or the previous year. So it's really historic information. So to change it now would be really to review, already adopted report.
As a matter of interest, that recommendation would be made. Who gets told that? I want you to give them 5 million rand. Who's telling you here? Are we telling somebody?
It's remember, it's a parliamentary. That parliamentary report goes to Treasury, and Treasury, and they respond to it. Yeah.
Okay. We don't have to specifically write it.
No, if it's adopted by the House, it's a House report. Colleagues, can we move to page 4?
Okay, so we're leaving that as is.
Yeah, because remember, it's a historic report. We can't really. I mean, it's it's already been adopted, so we can't. If we make the mistake, then well. We're on page 4.
1.8, the director should provide the committee with all correspondence.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. Page 4.
So
Honourable Mark, eh?
1.12. I'm not sure because that is, would we say it's a mistake? We hear it as the cases they refer or they referred to, or is it following?
They referred. Referred. It's in the past.
Referred.
Alright, thank you, Omar Marke.
1.10.
Yeah. But once again, colleagues, it's historic. We can't change the report.
I didn't change
it.
I'm just correcting the image. Not changing anything. Adding this as
a... Right. Anything else? No, thank you. We appreciate that.
I think on that one, it's a reference to execute.
Yeah.
So, there my
Then, colleagues, anything else on 4?
assistance with the things with regard to dealing with.
With regard to, that's
yeah.
correct.
Thank you very much, Ombere. Colleagues, anything else on page 4?
Well,
can we then go to 5?
Just the directorate must be capitalized.
Thank you. Anything on page 5?
Yeah.
Can we go to 6? Anything on page 6?
It's just a reference, I'll put the National Treasury instead of estimates of national expenditure.
Okay. Right, thank you. Page 7. Capital then.
It's a line item.
Yeah.
It's a line item chain, the goods and services. It will be capitalized.
Colleagues, anything else on 7?
Yeah.
Can we move? Let's go to 8.
Just the two under the next line, the appropriations bill 2018, two must come up, must be deleted.
Right.
Change the column.
Then page 9. Anything on 9? Can we move to 10?
Percent of the 79.
Under 4.2, I just wondered about the word line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Sorry, which page 11?
Page 10. Yeah.
Okay.
The program will also enhance efficiency in case management and maintain relationships with other states. We shouldn't be law enforcement agencies.
Yeah. Law enforcement.
It's more encompassing because state security is much more defined. And
yeah.
I mean, NPA and civilian secretariat is not state security. Okay. Okay, we'll be back on 11.
10.
Yes.
The very same sentence.
Yes.
Case management to be higher case.
No.
On the market, they say no. Right. Then we go to 11. Well,
she just the
no.
issue that Uncle Colin Barnett raised with the 45% being in
no.
the middle or moved over.
Yeah, the 45 and the 79 would stay underneath the other percentages.
Mm.
With the full number to the right, it's clicked. You can't chance it, you know, it's just been centralized.
Okay.
Under the other.
I'll put the bracket underneath.
Or underneath, yes, that would solve that problem.
Thank you. Then we're on 12.
The same, yeah.
Can we go to 13?
Well, I'm not too sure how the second sentence works. It starts, in addition, also report on the piece of service.
Page what are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, 12.
Yes.
Under program 3.
Yes.
And it's the second sentence.
Yes, yes.
In addition, the IPED. The program also reports. In addition, the program that's compliance monitoring and stakeholder management.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, maybe you should just, yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you for that. Program.
The program,
yeah.
Also reports on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a yes. Report.
Thank you. That is 12. Let's go to 13. That's 13. Let's go to 14.
The mandate of the answer.
Yeah.
And at the end of the second one, also the answer. You've got the answer elsewhere.
Elsewhere.
You just left those two out.
Okay. So question,
yes, Honorable Marquet.
4.13
credit risk or
is
it a risk?
I'm talking about one risk here. Very last one.
4.?
Is it
risk
or risks?
With an S, sorry. Chair, sorry, this was a report that, from IPED's presentation to the committee. So I took it from the presentation. We can take it out if you want.
I don't know what it means.
This is how they reported.
On the market?
I understand it to mean this is one of the risks that they are facing all the time.
Okay.
Some political interference popping up.
Okay, that is not what the sentence actually says. It's actually saying, in order to get our mandate, we must be influenced by political whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe we just need to correct this. In delivering the constitutional mandate...
No. That's not what I'm saying. They don't have to be influenced by anything.
No, they may not be. Absolutely not.
So
we need to just correct... I think it should be the IFED may not be. Or the IFED feels pressure... Something like that.
Can I just suggest, maybe we say for in delivering its constitutional mandate, the IPED reported that they have been influenced by, that there was political interference, full stop. Remember, Chief, there's a court judgment on it.
Yeah, but I mean, we must now give what they gave to us. You want to reinterpret, we must just give what they gave to the committee, and that's that. That is the verbatim. We must accept it, whether we agree with it or we want to.
So it says the IFED may be affected by the political environment to achieve their proper implementation of their mandate. I mean, so they're saying, sometimes we have political pressure on us and we need that to achieve our mandate. I don't believe that's what they're trying to say.
Urban, is that the bottom?
Chair, this is from the slides. Remember, they give us a presentation when they indicated what their risks were. I think you'll find it in the EPP as well.
They have us subbing their slides before they came before us, but I'm sure they did not mean this.
But it could have consequences for the future, Chair. So I don't know how to deal with it.
It's a nonsense sentence. Absolute nonsense sentence. The IFED may be affected by external political environment, to achieve proper implementation of its objectives. I mean,
Honourable Colobon, I think that Mr. Markey was correct because they did report this in this way. And they did say that they were subject to political interference, and they were continually saying it. I think they meant the change in ministries, and remember they took the last minister to court, and there was all fight and so forth. So
let's leave it
like that, I suggest.
If I say it, said it, let's continue. Thank you, colleagues. Right, colleagues, page 14. Anything else? Honourable Mabija?
I see here in 5.1, the last sentence, is a matter of principle decided to make. Is it principle or principle?
Oh, with the L-E.
It's principle.
Thank you.
That's not the headmaster of the school. Definitely not. Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Colleagues, anything else on page 14?
I think that description at the end of that 5.1 isn't quite right. I think what it is that IFED had decided to take on high impact, low volume investigations.
Thank you. That's correct.
Thank you, Bele. Can we go to 15? What paragraph is that on the market?
5.2.
Thank you.
That received some financial alleviation.
Maybe support or...
Financial support.
Or additional allocation.
That was an additional allocation.
Thank you for that on the market. Yeah, let's apply it with additional allocation because that's what the ENE says in actual fact. Right, let's go to 15. Thank you.
Is it historic underfunding?
Yeah, Chair, they did raise this as in their presentation as historic underfunding. They've complained that IPED was always underfunded on its mandate, so I've left it like that. I can change it.
Historical.
Cool. Historical,
Thank you, Honourable Colobon. Colleagues, we've been on page 15.
don't need to say exactly what they said.
Is there a specific paragraph you're referring to that we must amend? Or
I was referring to committee of
the okay, okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Don't need to call them
properties. Yeah, yeah, I agree. Okay, by Christine? Yeah, I think this 5.7 is then problematic. Because that should actually be part of the discussions. The committee wanted to know what other efforts IFED, and the IFED informed the committee. So that is really not the recommendation. It's observation still, yeah. Yeah, no, it's fine.
Yeah, the recommendations.
Okay, that's still fine. Right, colleagues, anything else on 15? Right, can we go to 16? Colleague 16?
No, Chair, sorry, 6.4
yes.
Is the independence of the IPED.
Yeah.
Why is this? I think
you've got the wrong version. You've got the old version. This is the...
You're
the content advisor. You should have the newest version. It can't be around.
That's fine, Chief.
So the committee are really... We really know where we are.
Sorry, Chief. I will make the,
so you've got the...
I've got that version. So
you've got the dated version. Where's Mr. Lobby? Did he make copies of the... Because it's 1917 and 1920 budgets. Colleagues, anything else on page 16? He's got the wrong version.
That's my fault, Chief.
Right. Then page 17. Pilot, would you get the other role plays? We're going to start with the items. Thanks.
So
page 17.
Just to make myself understand, 6.8 is talking about the 14 days within 60 days.
Yes.
60 days from the day they've reported, or from the new date here, the report.
Well, when the report is adopted in the House, so that might be still some time. But I mean, at least I know when we adopt it. Remember, the House must still adopt the report.
From them.
But at least it's a warning to them that they must start and work on that. Okay, we're still on 16.
No, it'll be the correct version. That's the version that came through. I took the wrong version. She read it the wrong way. Sorry, Chief.
Right, colleagues, 10.17. Page 17. I'm just testing you. Right, Yeah, maybe just under conclusion, that second paragraph, the committee believes that for the IPED to fully fulfill, maybe as a repeat, to fulfill, yeah. Otherwise, it's a double barrel. Colleagues, anything else on 17? Anything? Right, can we put the amended version? Thank you, Honourable Mula. About to second, Honourable Mula. Honourable Maki, you want to reserve your right?
No. You can't.
I'm just checking the... It has already been adopted, but I was just thinking the second sentence on conclusion of the first sentence. I started with respect to systemic corruption and a pledge to support that it continues on that path, albeit with a reduced investigative capacity.
You raised your case, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Honourable Maki, for your support there. Right, colleagues, the SIRA report we're going to deal with, maybe we'll see how the next few weeks, because there's no necessity for Wednesday, for Tuesday afternoon. So, but it's a good report, so thank you for that, Nicolette. Right, we will go to the second item. I just want to see who is the parliamentary legal advisor here? Where is he? But then we must start with SAPS. Let's start with SAPS then, if he's not here yet, because we must utilize the time. Let's go to the Critical Infrastructure Bill. Colleagues will remember that... There's three issues. Just want to see where's my document. Colleagues, just to recap, colleagues will remember that clause 28C was raised, and then we said we will give an opportunity to the drafting team to go back and have a look at that. Then we must also deal with chapter 7 today. Chapter 7. And then also just to indicate that we are still at this stage, I don't know whether Advocate Nati is here, is he not here, ne? Yes, Honourable Martin?
No.
Okay, yeah. Colleagues will remember that we still need the outside legal opinion with respect to Clause 26. So that matter is still out of bounds. So let us then go to the team in terms of a new proposal for Clause 28C. Yes. Remember we discussed it at the last meeting. I don't know if Honourable Marker was present. I don't know if we... I think there was general agreement, not maybe formally in the meeting, but informally, that we should rather get an additional opinion outside. But I mean, let's Advocate and Brigadier, you are welcome just maybe to deal with Honourable Marker's matter with regard to Clause 26. Let's deal with that now, yeah. Yes,
just to go with what Honourable Mate is saying, can we also be told what exactly
is the concern of Amob Dingane.
Yeah, remember, members, it's a long document. We distributed the document to members, so members has got a copy. Yeah, but I would rather prefer that we maybe let that stand over, because remember, we already discussed it, and we already tasked at the last meeting in a consensus decision for the legal division of Parliament. Let's, yes, Honourable Ramlakhani.
No, thanks, Chair. The last meeting, last Friday, there was a decision that because there was a submission and there was some concern that we need to get a legal opinion on 26, external legal opinion. So the question is whether we have that legal opinion. If we don't have a legal opinion, I think we should proceed and wait for that legal opinion. Because the legal opinion is taken into account the submission that has been submitted by Amabungane or something. So don't think we should stand still on thing that we don't know.
Yeah, no, as I said, there is a committee decision, but maybe the colleagues were not part of the meeting, you know, so yeah.
No, if it was discussed, then I'll...
Right. But we will give ample opportunity as soon as that legal opinion arrives, right? Thank you very much. Let's go then to the two issues, yes.
Chair, with regards to the amendment, I think you may be referring to clause 18.
Yeah, 18. Not sure. Sorry. Apologies.
Can we just have an indication? How long do you think it's going to take for us to get the advice?
Yeah.
Because it's like it will drag and drag until...
Maybe just to give an indication. No, we still plan to adopt this bill in the May month, as indicated in our work plan. Remember, Parliament, there's procurement procedures that must be followed, so we're looking at 2 weeks. Thank you. Right, can continue?
Thank you, Chair. With regards to 18.8C, or 18.8 rather, it deals with a situation where the council decides that it's not necessary to publish the name and particulars of an applicant who applies for declaration as critical infrastructure, and the issue before the committee was whether that should appear in the report in terms of clause 7.6. So what the drafting team will propose is that if the honourable members look at clause 7, subclause 6, it deals with the report of the council, and the issue can be resolved with the insertion of a new paragraph C there that will read particulars regarding any decision of the council to depart from the publication of the notice contemplated in section 18.3A, which will then have the particulars of those instances where the council took that decision to not to publish the notice.
Thank you very much. Members, discussion on the input? Yes, Honourable Bailey.
Thanks, Chair. Because the proposal for the insertion was mine, I think I'd like to respond first. Can I just ask the Brigadier just to reread that proposed insertion clause 7, subclause 6C, and I assume that means all the other ones then go one letter down to become D, E, F. Just to share that wording again very very slowly.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Bailey. Brigadier?
Thank you, Chair. The Honourable Member is indeed correct. C will then become D, D will become E, E will become F. The wording is as follows. 76C, particulars pertaining to any decision of the council to depart from the publication of the notice contemplated in section 18.3A.
Okay. From my initial processing of that, that sounds good, because then it means anybody, be it a parliamentary committee, a member of the public, a research organisation, if they were then an avenue of recourse seeking that information, it could then be obtained through a prior application, parliamentary questions, etc. Okay, thank you. I'm happy with that.
Other members? Is there general? Yes, Ramtakani, you are happy with that? Right, thank you very much to the drafting team. So that will be then included in the new version. Thank you, members. Then we will go straight then to Chapter 7. And we will ask, yes, Honorable Ramlakhan.
Chair, you're going to come back to 5, qualification. There was an amendment that was to take out the word. Are we going to come back to that?
Now let's go to that. Let's go to that.
Page 8.
The one of trust, yeah. Let's go to that.
Yes, Chair, the proposal was that the words in E, that the word or is removed, and then in F, on line 43, that the words a position or be removed, so that F. O. Reed has been removed from an office of trust.
Thank you very much, Honourable Khan, reminding us of that one. I haven't received advice with regard to that. thank you. Yeah. Is there any other amendment?
Chair, yes, there are a few technical amendments where there should be a colon and where words were printed double. I will submit the formal amendments to the committee secretary.
Okay.
As soon, I didn't submit it now, obviously, because we still need to do Chapter 7. But as soon as Chapter 7 is done, I can submit the first draft, and then when clause 26 is dealt with, we can submit the full draft.
Right, maybe is that in order?
Mm.
Right, thank you very much.
Just on that point, because I see there was a note I made, just to confirm that the deletion of clause 18, subclause 3B, Roman numeral 3, was put through, because the issue came up that that compliance would not have been established yet because there hadn't yet been an assessment.
Thank you, Onberi. Brigadier?
Yes, Chair, that is indeed the case. That proposal was incorporated into the proposed amendment. Chair, if you want me to, I can quickly go through all the proposed amendments so the committee members at least have a record of that. The first amendment is on page 7, line 18, after the words fields that, there's an underscore that must be omitted. Then on page 8, on line 10, after the word subsection 7, the full stop must be removed and replaced with a colon. And then, as I said, clause 5, on line 42, the word or must be removed, and on line 43, the words a position or must be removed. next amendment is on page 10, on line 33. The paragraph reads, A, consider applications, and the word must be singular. Sorry, Chair, yes, on page 9, with on line 51, the new proposed paragraph C will be inserted there. My apologies. And then page 10, on line 34, the word applications must be singular. Then on page 12, line 48, the word or assistance must be inserted after advice, so that subclause 6 reads the advice or assistance contemplated in subsection 1. Then, Chair, on page 15, line 38, I will read the whole paragraph, Roman numeral 3. Confirm whether the physical security measures proposed by the person in control of the infrastructure, and then the words, in response to the outcome of the physical security assessment, must be removed, because at that point there will not be a physical security assessment that has been done yet. So the words, in response to the outcome of the physical security assessment, will be removed. On line 47, page 15, where it refers to subsection 8, the correct reference is subsection 7. On line 55, page 15, subsection 5 must be amended to read subsection 6. On line 56 of the same page, it's 57 rather, my apologies, after the word circumstances, the rest of that sentence up to the comma must be removed. Those words are, and that a departure from the process referred to in subsection 3A is justified, as that concept is already taken in with reasonable and justifiable, so that subclause 6 will read, for purposes of subsection 5, the applicant must show that a departure from the procedure in subsection 3A is reasonable and justifiable in the circumstances, taking into account all relevant factors, comma, including. The next amendment is on page 16, line 36. There's a quotation mark that must be removed there. Then on same page, 16, line 42, after the words occupied by A, the words local or must be inserted, so that paragraph A reads, infrastructure under the control of or occupied by a local or provincial government department, etc. The next amendment, Chair, is on page 21, on line 46. The reference there is paragraph D, Roman numeral 3, and that must read D, Roman numeral 2. The next amendment is on line 62, where after the colon the word and must be inserted. Then on page 22, on line 5, after subsection 2, the comma and the word it must be removed. I didn't look at, or there were no amendments proposed regarding clause 26, Chairperson, so the next amendment is on page 24, line 60. The word, where it reads operation of the act, it must read operation of this act. So the word the must be replaced with the word this.
Thank you very much, Brigitte. Evan, you...
On page 17, Chair, I think there was an insertion under 5, 1, 2, 3, subsection 4B, as well as his or her written reasons. So, let me just read it from the front. In 17... clause 5, page 17, 5. In the event that the National Commissioner decides to proceed with the application, he or she must ensure that the written representations referred to in subsection 4B, as well as his or her, we've inserted that, if I remember, written reasons.
Yeah. Does the drafting team have that one?
And Chair, on page 16, I'm not sure about this, but I think we did discuss this. Page 16, clause 8, we said that there must be insertion C there, which is supposed to read and include it in the report to the minister. I don't know, was it changed? Oh, sorry then, Chair.
It's now in clause 7. 6.
Okay, I'm just using my original document.
Right, colleagues, is there anything else?
Yes, Chair. On page 21, I don't know if it was raised. 21, subclause 5, D. The 3 must be removed. You've raised that. Okay. That's fine.
All right, any other member with any matter that we may be omitted? Nothing. Anything else from the drafting team? Thank you very much. Let's then move to Chapter 7, and I will ask... shall we then get a proposal for adoption of those amended clauses? Honourable Bula, second Honourable Mabija. Thank you very much. Right, let's go to Chapter 7. And we will give the honor to the content advisor to read.
Okay, Chief.
So maybe I can just point out in chapter 7, the only amendments from the A bill are the insertion of subclause 8 and 9 in clause 30. Those are the only insertions.
8 and 9 on page 26.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Owen.
Chapter 7, General and Transitional Provisions. Administrative Justice, 28. Any administrative process conducted or taken in terms of this Act. We're on page 25, Chapter 7. Any administrative process. Conducted or decisions taken in terms of this Act must be conducted or taken in accordance with the Promotion of Administrative Justice Act 2000, Act No. 3 of 2000, unless provided for in this Act.
Right, members. Yes, Honourable Ramkhani, seconder. Thank you, Honourable Malabatsi. Let's go to 29.
Repeal of legislation. The laws mentioned in Schedule A are hereby repealed to the extent indicated in the third column thereof. Transitional, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Can we get the proposal? Honourable Ramat Lakane for adoption. Second, Honourable Mabija. Thank you.
Transitional arrangements. 31. Any national key point or national key point complex declared under any of the laws referred to in schedule, in the schedule, the previous acts must be deemed to be a critical infrastructure until the minister has decided whether or not to declare such national key point or national key point complex as a critical infrastructure in terms of section 20 in brackets 4. 2. Within the period of 60 months after the coming into operation of this act, the national commissioner must, after consultation with the person in control of the national key point, compile a report regarding the suitability of each national key point or national key point complex to be declared as a critical infrastructure or determined to be a critical infrastructure complex, as the case may be, and submit such report together with a recommendation to the Critical Infrastructure Council, who must deal with the report in a manner contemplated in section 20. Sorry. 3. Within a period of 3 months after the coming into operation of this Act, the person in control of a critical infrastructure contemplated in subsection 1 must ensure that the process of vetting any security service provider, including any security officer employed at the critical infrastructure, has been initiated. 4. Subject to subsection 5, this Act does not affect any proceedings instituted in terms of any of the previous acts which were pending in a court immediately before the date of commencement of this Act, and such proceedings must be disposed of in the court in question as if this Act had not been passed. 5A. Proceedings contemplated in subsection 4 must be regarded as having been pending if the person concerned has pleaded to the charge in question. B. No proceedings may continue against any person in respect of any contravention of a provision of any of the previous acts if the alleged act or omission constituting the offence would not have constituted an offence if this act had been in force at the time when the act or omission took place. 6A. Despite the repeal of the previous acts, any person who, before such repeal, committed an act or omission which constituted an offence under that act and which constitutes an offence under this act may, after the act takes effect, be prosecuted under the relevant provisions of this act. B. Despite the retrospective application of this act as contemplated in paragraph A, any penalty imposed in terms of this act in respect of an act or an omission which took place before this act came into operation may not exceed the maximum penalty which could have been imposed on the date when the act or omission took place. 7. The functions, powers and duties assigned in terms of section 3, 8 and 12 of the National Key Points Act 1980, Act number 102 of 1980, and the regulations related to those sections shall remain in force for the period contemplated in subsection 2, insofar as they are not in conflict with the provisions of this Act. 8. The Minister must, by notice in the Gazette and within a period of 60 days after the coming into operation of this Act, publish a list containing the names of national key points or national key point complexes which are deemed to be critical infrastructure in terms of subsection 1. 9. In the event that no legislation on cybersecurity is in operation when this Act comes into operation, the Minister must, in consultation with the Cabinet Minister responsible for state security, determine interim guidelines on the manner in which an application contemplated in section 18.4 must be dealt with by any person performing a function in terms of this Act.
Thank you, Owen. Brigadier, you want to maybe speak to those last two, 8 and 9?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I think there was a discussion in the committee regarding subclause 8 that all critical infrastructure declarations must be published in the Government Gazette, but there's no provision for publication of national key points and complexes that are deemed. And this subclause 8 will rectify that situation, so that when the Act comes into operation, people will know also which are which infrastructures are deemed to be critical infrastructure. And then lastly, subclause 9 is to ensure that if this Act is in operation and the Cyber Crimes and Cyber Security Bill is not yet in operation, that there is a practical procedure in terms of which the Minister of State Security will deal with applications for critical declaration of critical infrastructure, where those applications clearly refer to information infrastructure that will be dealt with under that Act. And this is just to make sure that the interim process is in place so that nothing falls through the cracks.
Yes, thank you, Brigadier. Yes, Owen. You can raise it.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just wanting to raise this because this is the Critical Infrastructure Protection Bill. And so we're moving away from this notion of national key points. And in this clause, we are referring to the publication of national key points instead of critical infrastructure. So raising that as a consideration.
Brilliant.
Yes, thank you, Chair. The interim procedure or this transitional arrangements, subclause 2 states within a period of 60 months after the coming into operation of this Act, the National Commissioner must, after consultation with a person in control of a national key point, compile a report regarding the suitability of each national key point or key point complex to be declared as critical infrastructure, etc. So there will be a period of 60 months where infrastructure will not have been declared formally as critical infrastructure, but they are national key points under the National Key Points Act. So this basically just means that the national key points are deemed to be critical infrastructure until they are so formally declared. So when this list is published that is contemplated in subclause 8, that list will contain the names of the national key points that are deemed to be critical infrastructure. So it will technically be a list of infrastructures deemed to be critical infrastructures for purposes of this transitional provision.
Thank you, Brigadier. Any other member? Honourable Bailey.
Thanks, Chair. It's two questions, actually maybe one and a half, because the one question is still being formulated in my head. But the clear one is on clause 20, subclause 2. If I can just get an explanation of the premise or precedence for the transitional time frame being essentially 5 years, which is that 60 months referred to. Because my assumption is that if the operationalizing regulations are in place by the time the Act comes into effect, that includes any regulations for the Council. So the Council could start processing applications or referrals from the Minister of the current National Key Points list from the get-go. And ideally, I think, within 6 months, maybe let's say a year, they've processed that 200-odd list that's currently in place. And then there will be their formal declaration as critical infrastructure. So I'm not sure why we're giving it 5 whole years for the National Commissioner to do that assessment for suitability, given that the Council will have kicked into action from from the get-go. You know, within a quarter, I'm thinking of the act being put into effect. So that 5 years just seems very, very generous. So I'm just trying to understand where that comes from. And then secondly, this might be a more sort of legally pedantic point, but I'm just curious about how in still clause 30, in subclause 5b, excuse me, any contraventions or omissions under the National Key Points Act that aren't so under this act are nullified, right? But we have the loophole that any national key points that would not qualify to be critical infrastructure under the factors and provisions of clause 16. Yeah, 16 and 17 actually, pretty much, would still be deemed critical infrastructure, even though anybody who looked at it would see that it doesn't qualify. So the contravention falls away because it doesn't apply under this act, but the status of being critical infrastructure is protected, even though objectively it wouldn't. That's just a question for me, as whether to say, I mean, if anybody was to take once that list is published after 60 days in the Gazette, anybody who looked and said, oh, but that's like the minister's house, that doesn't apply, and they took it on a legal challenge, the court would rule absolutely strike it off. So I'm just wondering about that accommodation and that provision being made. But like I said, that second question is a bit more nebulous because practically it would ultimately get processed by the council to then fall one way or the other. But I'm just interested in the legal thinking behind that, given that contraventions under the old acts that don't qualify for the new acts are automatically nullified. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Bailey. Any other member? Honourable Ramaphosa Lekani.
Chair, I want to ask the one already been asked by Honourable Mbele, that's 5 years, but on the, maybe the Brigadier can explain, or the advocate, the 6B, what in practice does this mean? It says that despite the retrospective application of this act as contemplated in paragraph A, any penalty imposed in terms of this act in respect of an act or omission which took place before this act came into operation may not exceed the maximum penalty which could have been imposed on the date when an act of omission took place. What does it mean in simple terms?
Thank you very much, honourable members, for that. Let's go to the drafting team, Brigadier.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, if I may, I'd like to just comment on the 60-month issue. We have a situation currently where we are bringing the DNA amendment bill back because of transitional arrangements that were for 2 years, which everyone thought would be sufficient.
Yeah.
So we didn't want another situation like this to arise during the transitional period of the critical infrastructure as well. That's why we opted for the 5-year period, so we don't have to come back and ask for a new period of transition.
Yeah, it's maybe prudent with the election period there and the new. It's maybe good thinking. Yes, Honourable Ramlakani, follow up.
Check. I just want to follow up on this. Advocate, do you really say that the transitional period, including the 200, to migrate from the old to the new, will take 5 years? Will require 5 years?
You're welcome, sir.
architecture, but reading from the provisions, it says within a period of 60 months. So if it can be done within 24 months, well and good. So it can be done, then it's fine. But we don't want a situation where we say within a period of 12 months, and then after 12 months it can't be done, then we have to come back again to the committee to ask for an extension. So if it can be done within 24 months or 12 months, well and good, it's fine, then it's done. It was still within the 60-month period.
Don't say. Yes. Wait until 48
months, then you start to do the transition. But I think what Honorable Mbena was saying, that, I mean, because this will come into effect as soon as the transitions are ready. So as soon as they're ready, then the council will start processing the current existing national key points. So if it's done within 12 months or 36 months, I mean, there's no reason for them to wait until 48 months. As soon as the act kicks in, they're ready to run with it. They start processing the current national key points, and then if it can be done within 24 months or 6 months, very good, then the transitional period falls away for that purpose.
Thank you, sir. Follow up, Honourable Mbele.
Thanks, Chief. I think I do understand where the Secretariat is coming from in terms of the experience of the envisioned time frame for the DNA Act having been not sufficient. So they're just kind of giving it extra buffer, extra breathing room for that possibility not to arise again. Although based on what I think Honorable Ramatlakane, where he's coming from, and certainly it was the premise for my question, is that, I mean, the two scenarios are, I think, qualitatively different. In the case of the DNA Act, I don't think anybody had quite captured the volume of work to be done, given the several hundred thousand individuals who need to be processed to get those buccal samples, as well as the technical nature of that process. You know, you've got to get into prison, you've got to, you know, swab, you've got to get that to the FSL, you've got to wait for the testing to be done, and. Whereas in this case, I mean, we're talking about a council that sits quarterly. They're going to be getting, I don't know how many applications each time, but assuming that the prior screening process by the Protection and Security Services has filtered out the ones that clearly don't apply, and given the factors prescribed that make an infrastructure eligible to be critical infrastructure, I think we're going to be looking at a radically different scenario. But, I mean, not the end of the world if the maximum ceiling is 5 years, but I think perhaps maybe just to go on the record for this committee and its future members is that they will have to watch like hawks how that cleaning up of the current regime is done to comply with this bill. Because it does create a loophole for things to kind of just hang around and for expedient reasons when they should be fully compliant with the new framework.
Honourable Ramlakhani, what are you saying? Should they come back? Should we reconsider? What is your view?
No, Chair, I'm saying that maybe for the interest of time, Advocate Bell makes the yardstick for this bill using the other bill. But the situation are not quite the same. I don't know what is a middle position that you could reconsider. Because 5 years, as you're talking about, is 5 years. Is a period of the election, from one election to the other, dragging along what we thought has been buried.
Okay.
That's my point.
Yeah. I think on that point, because colleagues, we sit with a bit of a dilemma. 1 o'clock, this venue is going to be used by another, and we need about, 20 minutes, 15 minutes for the other issue. So can we maybe ask, I think judging from the input of Honourable Bede and Honourable Darmakani, we asked the drafting team just to go and reconsider that. I think that what I can surmise from the input is we need urgency with the Act implementation. We shouldn't create a kind of artificial, you know, period that nothing happens. I mean, that's a big concern for the committee. So we'll give you time, and then we can consider it. Yes.
Can I just very quickly check, as a, you know, spontaneous thing, if Honourable Ramatlakane might be amenable to seconding my proposal that the drafting team looks at the feasibility of a 48-month window. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, so we'll give an opportunity to them. You know, right, that's fine. The other issue, what was the other matter that the drafting team must look at? What is the other issue? Is one issue outstanding, Ms. Brigitte?
Chair, yes. Just on the time period, I made a quick, I didn't do well in maths at school, but I made a quick calculation. If the council deals with 10 applications per meeting, that will take them literally 5 years to get through the 200 national key points. Chairperson, the question regarding the offences in terms of the National Key Points Act that a person may be charged with if this act comes into operation, specifically regarding subclause 5B. Chair, this. I don't think that there really is a loophole in the sense that the national key point will be deemed to be critical infrastructure. If after the reconsideration and the minister decides not to declare it as critical infrastructure, the offence was still committed in terms of the old National Key Points Act. And then with regards to the question on 6B, the Honourable Member requested that this just be explained in simple language. I think also for me to understand this, the explanation is simply that if an offence is committed on 1 January 2018 and a person gets charged when this Act comes into operation, say 2 January 2019, there may be or the maximum penalties that's in place now may not be exceeded when sentence is imposed when that person is finally found guilty. So the person who's charged will always get the benefit of the maximum sentences that are in place at the time of the commission of the offence.
Thank you. Brigadier. Members, anything else? So we will come back to this clause, and I think we can also not in this meeting, but also look at other possible time periods. So that's fine. We need maximum consensus for this bill. Right, we move to clause 31.
Indemnity against loss or damage. Neither the minister nor any person in the service of the state is liable for anything done in good faith in terms of or in furthering the objectives of this Act.
Discussion, colleagues? Honourable Ramatlakane. Seconder? Honourable Mulabatsi. Thank you. No. You're welcome.
So, it's just a question, because my brain takes a time to kind of process the legal language. Does this basically mean that a civil lawsuit can't be taken against the minister or any functionary of this Act? I know the grounds are done in good faith, but I mean, I don't know what that means in legal terms when it's being tested in a court of law. And especially because it says in good faith or in furthering the objectives. So you might be furthering the Act's objectives, but doing so in minor fides, you know. I'm just trying to understand how universal we're talking about this exemption from liability, and whether that means that civil proceedings can't be brought against for.
Thank you, Honourable Member, the drafting team.
I think the courts will not readily accept that a civil case or civil suit cannot be instituted just because of this section, there must really have been a good reason why the minister or any person in service of the state will say that it was done in good faith. So I don't think this really limits the limits the powers of the court to say, yes, I will grant you a civil case. I think this clause just denotes the fact that a person who follows the processes in terms of the act will not be personally held liable when it is done in good faith, and obviously also in terms of the framework created by the act.
Thank you. Honourable Bailey, you're covered.
I don't have any solid or concrete anything to work on beyond that. It was just a question or a concern that comes up. I mean, if the legal practice is that the benchmark for proving good faith is such that generally you're allowed to bring your case, and then I think it's okay. I'm just not sure what the precedent is for this kind of provision. So.
Thank you very much. Can we just put the question again, the proposal? Honourable Robert Lukani, second Honourable Malabatsi. Let's go to clause 32, the last item.
Short title and commencement. 32, this act is called the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act 2017 and comes into operation on date determined by the President by proclamation in the Gazette.
Any comments? Proposal, Honourable Robert Lukani, second Honourable Muda. Yes.
Chair, if I may, I don't want to take you back, but we don't want to make changes that you are not aware of. Here, we've just picked up something else on page 10.
Yes.
Clause 9, subsection 2, Roman numeral 3. As after the semicolon, there should be either an or an and I'm proposing to put an or after stakeholders. That was missing there. Page 10. 9, sub 2, Roman numeral 3. After stakeholders, semicolon, the word or should be inserted.
Right, thank you for that. Right, can we get, is that the only one? Can we get the proposal? Yeah. Honorable Malabasi, seconder. Honorable Mabija, thank you very much. Right, thank you very much to the drafting team. We will then determine a date as soon as possible for the resumption of our proceedings with regard to this bill, and of course we'll about the time frame we'll also as a committee just talk individually, see what would be advisable. And as soon as we've got the legal opinion, we'll proceed. Thank you very much. We come to the last item of the day. It's just in terms of the process, the committee bill. Where is our legal officer? Please come through. Now, colleagues will remember that the National Assembly gave us permission for the committee to proceed with the committee bill. Now, the draft bill was prepared by the Parliamentary Service and it was circulated, but we'll ask then the legal advisor for Parliament just to go through that. So that because we will have to now refer this to the JMT and before we publish it in the Government Gazette for comments. Are you going to use the projector or is it only...
It's very short.
Yeah. So it's...
You've made the changes at the back.
Okay, good. If you can just maybe, again, in the process for the members, just to say we're now in step 3, and there's 12 steps, that members are just to remind them. Right, thank you.
Good afternoon, members. Maybe towards, at the end of the presentation, I'll just highlight the process to the members again.
Final, can you just give to all the members here? The documents, I think it was distributed electronically, is the presentation as well as the draft. Right, thank you.
Okay, Chair. Just by way of background, as the members are aware, this bill is finds its genesis in the Constitutional Court order. The order in the McBride judgment, where the Constitutional Court effectively said that certain provisions of the IPED Act and the Public Service Act, as well as regulations, the IPED regulations, as it pertains to the removal of the Executive Director, are unconstitutional. The Parliament was directed by the Constitutional Court to cure the defects in the legislation within a period of 24 months, which period expires, I think, on the 8th of September this year. So as I said, this bill seeks to amend the Independent Police Directorate Act in order to give effect to that judgment. The Robert McBride was the Minister of Police and Minister of Public Service Administration case. By providing for parliamentary oversight in relation to the suspension, discipline or removal of the Executive Director of IPED. You'll find that expression in the long title of the bill. That is on page 2, the bold section just under the word bill. That is the long title of this bill. Clause 1 of the bill seeks to amend section 6 of the IPED Act. Section 6 dealt with the removal of the Executive Director, and it is this section or subsection that the court said was unconstitutional and should be repealed. Clause 2 of the bill mirrors section 17 capital D3 to 17 capital DA subsection 3 to subsection 7 of the South African Police Services Act. As per the court order in that McBride judgment, the court read in those provisions into the IPED Act. So clause 2 proposes a new section to provide for the removal from office of the Executive Director of IPED. It provides that the Executive Director may only be removed by resolution of the National Assembly, and that finds expression in clause 6A sub 1 and sub 2, which is on pages 2 and at the top of page 3 of the bill. Clause 2 further provides that the Minister may suspend the Executive Director after a Parliamentary Committee has started proceedings to remove the Executive Director. That can be found in clause 6 capital A sub 3, Roman A. It further provides or confirms that the Minister must remove the Executive Director after the National Assembly has adopted a resolution to that effect. Clause 6 capital A 3B. Clause 2 provides further, in fact grants the Minister the discretion to allow the Executive Director on his or her request to vacate his or her office. Clause 6A, 6A sub 4. The grounds upon which the Executive Director may submit such a request is an account of continued ill health or for any other reason which the Minister deems sufficient. Clause 6, capital A5, provides that the Executive Director must send that request to the Minister at least 6 months before the date on which he or she wishes to vacate the office. And that brings us to an end of the substantive provisions of the bill. Clause 3 is the, and I see it's incorrectly marked, clause 2, should be clause 3. Sorry. Clause 3 is the short title and commencement of the bill, which says that this bill will be the Independent Police Directorate, Independent Police Investigative Directorate Amendment Act 2018, and would come into operation on the day determined by the President by proclamation in the Gazette. Chair, that in a nutshell is the amendment bill that seeks to give effect to that constitutional court order. It has a memo attached to it. I don't know whether you want me to go into the memo.
It was available to members, so yeah. So well, yeah.
Okay.
If you could just go through the process, and then we'll give members opportunity if they want to raise any questions.
So flowing from the last meeting, Chair, the process where we find ourselves currently is, if I read it with the rules, we are in terms of Rule 274.1A. The committee was now at the stage of preparing a draft bill, which Legal Services has done. So now the committee discusses the draft bill and finalizes it for publication. 274.1B says that the committee must consult the joint tagging mechanism for classification on the bill. And the bill must then be published in the Government Gazette with a request to call for public comment. If the bill is published in the Government Gazette, the committee must then report to the House. I think that takes the form of an interim report for the committee to inform the House what has been done up until the publication of the draft bill. That's where we are currently, Chair. And just wanting the referral to the JTM can happen simultaneously with the committee publishing the bill for public comment.
Great.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Members' discussion? Honourable Chair Bonner? Honourable Bailey?
Yeah. Chair, I'm a bit concerned about 3A. I'm not sure what the definition is of the start of the proceedings of a committee for the removal of that person. I'm presuming the proposal to remove a person would come to the committee for debate. The committee may well decide not to remove that person. But in the meanwhile, with this, the minister may, on the first day of those deliberations, simply remove the person. It doesn't protect the person until such time. Obviously, this committee takes the decision whether to remove the person or not, and that then is voted on in the House. But this is a shortcut. It says the moment the committee starts deliberations, before it goes to the House, the minister may remove the person. So what protection are we giving the head of the... none. No, it's a shortcut. I absolutely disagree with it.
Right, let's get on the Bailey.
Thanks, Chair. Two questions on my side, and the first one is exactly on that issue. Because these draft provisions mirror those for the DPCI head, as Legal Services has said. But I remember actually looking into this issue back at the time when the then minister requested the committee to begin such removal proceedings against the ED, because at the time that the Concord had read these provisions, the Hawks provisions, into the IPED Act. And there is currently a lacuna, if you want to call it that, or at least an ambiguity, in that a committee of parliament, presumably this committee, beginning removal proceedings, I mean, the very name, proceedings to remove, implies an intended outcome, right? So there needs to have been some process to establish a prima facie case for pursuing those proceedings to remove, and then in those removal proceedings you are then testing the evidence and the grounds for ultimately deciding to recommend for the National Assembly to remove. And there's nowhere in these provisions, as they mirror the Hawks ones, for the prior process of how a committee gets to the point to decide to start removal proceedings. I mean, one could make the reasonable assumption, and it's the point I would have made at the time if the committee had processed that request from the minister, to say that the first step is a Rule 227 inquiry. So you first have the inquiry to, you know, get all the submissions, hear all the sides, in order to establish whether there is a prima facie case to decide to start the removal, the proceedings to remove. And I think for the sake of clarity, for the sake of not leaving any room for ambiguity, the committee should insert a clear prior process as to how do you get to the activation of 3A, whereby the committee has decided to initiate those proceedings to remove. So that's same issue, but with that particular suggestion based on the thinking I've given to it previously. And then my second question, Chair, is a request, if the chairperson would give the indulgence. I'm aware that the IPED had also drafted or come up with, I think it was 8 or 9 other amendments to the IPED Act, and I understand the singular and obviously very important intention of this committee bill. But if in the course of the public submissions alongside the Government Gazette process, if the committee could perhaps just hear what those proposed amendments were, we don't have to commit to including all of them, but there may be 1, 2, or 3 that are opportune and important enough to then include and insert with this process. I just don't want to lose the opportunity of having this committee process to then add other provisions that could strengthen the bill along these lines. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Ramat Lakhani, and then I'll give Honourable Tolibana. Thank you, Honourable Matwana. I think you're helping us. Yes, Honourable Kalibana.
Yeah. Chair, what we put forward has got to be acceptable to the Constitutional Court. I do not for a moment think this will be, because the first thing they will say is, well, how do you get to that process? And what you've done is you've simply allowed, and the way things work, the ANC are in the majority here. If the minister instructs your members to vote for what he wants, that person will be out in a day. So there is no protection. I believe the Constitutional Court is trying to provide protection for the head of an entity that oversees police criminality. The only way to do that is in the same way that they protect the National Police Commissioner. If you want, and we do frequently, to fire a National Police Commissioner, that person has to go before an independent commission. And it draws up the reasons, and then the commission report comes here, and it says the reason this person should be fired is this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and we then go, okay, we accept it and take it in to be voted on. But to leave that somehow to people with political influence is a nonsense, because they will throw it out. They will chuck it out as fast as it arrives. So I think we have to think very carefully about the process before it comes here.
Yes, I'm going to give the legal advisor an opportunity, and then we're going to, further the process. Yes, welcome.
Chair, two issues. The issue about the lacuna in the SAPS Act, yes, we are aware of that, and we sought to address that in Clause 2, which seeks to insert Clause 6A, and 6A1A says that the removal of the Executive Director rests on two legs. One is a finding to that effect by a committee of the National Assembly, and that finding being adopted by the National Assembly in the form of a resolution. So the process for the removal starts with an investigation by the committee and a finding, and then that finding being adopted as a resolution of the House. Now, whether it should be this committee that does that investigation, that is the policy question. That is not something that I or as legal services can address. But that was our suggestion to beef up the process that is lacking in the SAPS Act. The issue of the suspension, yes, Chair, I agree. We might have to tighten that up and link it maybe to somehow to 1A to make it clear that it must be linked to the process that's starting in that inquiry. And that I don't know whether we should link it with a prima facie finding or a prima facie evidence of wrongdoing. We need to test that and see whether that is objective enough. But it is something that we can look at.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, members, really, this is to kickstart the process. We don't want to delay it. We there's so many delays in this matter, and if we really want to analyze it, I don't know when to lay blame, but really, we must move with this matter. Of course, all these issues will be thoroughly discussed when we deal with the Act. We'll look at the presentations from civil society. So this is not the final product at all. This is to kickstart the process, to get the public involvement, and to ensure that the JTM deals with it. So, yes. So that is really the purpose. Yes, Ombele.
Thanks, Chair. It's just a question for clarity that just occurred to me now, and I guess it's because it just needs perhaps some feedback from the legal services. Because I remember that the two key orders/findings of the Concord was one that the provisions as they stood were unconstitutional because it didn't protect the independence of the ED and the departments sufficiently. But the other key finding was that the Public Service Acts and related regulations were inconsistent and didn't apply. Would there be a need for that to be explicitly reflected in the amendment bill? The exemptions, from other public service sector stipulations and so on. I'm not sure if the Concord ruling in and of itself needs to be fed into what it says in the bill in black and white in that regard.
Thank you very much. Legal advisor.
From my point of view, I don't think it needs to be expressly stated. The IPUD Act says that the appointment of the Executive Director is still in terms of the Public Service Act. And then it went further to say that certain, and it was then implied that the removal would also be in terms of that. So what we've done now, we've incorporated the removal clause in the IPUD Act, which makes it clear that the legislation dealing with the Executive Director of IPUD is then IPUD, the bill, after the Act. So the removal section there makes it clear that is not the removal, that is not a section that governs the removal of IPUD. We can insert a clause that says that the removal of the Executive Director will not be in terms of any public service legislation. For me, that would be superfluous, but it is something that can be done.
Right. Thank you very much. Can we get a proposal? Honourable Rappaccani? You propose that we adopt the report?
Yes, we want to adopt the report, and then of course the process of publishing the bill, so that we can get show the
vote. Can we get the seconder? Thank you very much. Right, Thank you very much, members. We will then proceed with that process, wait for the JTM and then publish it, and then of course we will give ample opportunity. But I think the issues raised by the members, we can anyway meanwhile ask the researchers to look at the various options, tighten those issues, and also maybe the procedure that must be in place. But of course the individual parties, of course, when we go to the deliberations, must also, you're also welcome to come with your suggestions and amendments. Thank you very much. Members, before we close, just one indication, just with regard to Friday's meeting, we just will have to get advice in terms of the parliamentary program, because it is now mini plenaries. And I know some of the parties got problems because they are compulsory attendance is part of the performance agreement. So we will just communicate hopefully later through the day whether Friday is still on. We just rescheduled to ensure that members attend the various plenaries on Friday. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chief. I'm still going to give you this.
How are they?
Yeah.